We are Outdoor Living Unlimited. We put cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together, then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, welcome into Experience Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great weekend. I sure appreciate you hanging out with us. I love this time of year. Usually November is kind of gloomy, but it hasn't been too bad, although clouds and chill back in this weekend. But I mean, 50s during the week, not too bad at all. My neighborhood is really interesting because Christmas decorations are up some places, corn stalks on some porches in other places. We were out of town and we came back and our daughter from Texas had been in town watching our dogs for about a week. And we came home and she had hauled up the Christmas decorations and got almost everything up. Absolutely incredible. And at first I was like, really? It's not even Thanksgiving. But I like it. Plus it's done. And I really, really like that. Hey, on this week's Experience Wisconsin show, we've got some great guests. We're going to introduce you to some really cool things to do during these past couple of months, these last couple of months of the year. A little bit later on, it's Kate Abbey, Elkhorn. It's Betsy Gasper, Old World Wisconsin. What a cool place. And up next after the break, we check in with Meredith Jamisco in Kenosha. It's Experience Wisconsin on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great time. I know it's not quite Christmas yet, not even December, but it's time to make plans for when the Christmas season is really here. How about heading south to Kenosha? Meredith Jamisco is the Public Relations Director at Visit Kenosha, and she's got some great ideas. Meredith, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
I love Kenosha. It's on the water. It's easy to get to. And Friday, November 28th, your holiday season really kicks off. Lead us through what November 28th looks like.
That is right. That's when our merry and bright holiday event season starts, when downtown Kenosha transforms into a winter wonderland. There'll be twinkling lights on the streets. There'll be festive decorations. Local businesses put up creative holiday displays in their windows. And that's because it's when the City of Kenosha Christmas tree lighting ceremony takes place. Mm-hmm. And each year, a different local family actually donates a towering evergreen for this. And the program starts at 4:30 at Veterans Memorial Park, which is right next to the harbor. And there'll be performances, a visit from Santa. And new this year, it's going to be a spectacular drone light show that's going to happen.
Wow.
Sounds really cool. 5:30, it's by Northern Lights Drone Shows that's based in Caledonia. That's going to be animated holiday-themed displays up with drones in the sky set to music. So really cool. And then the tree will be lit. And then it's time for lighting up in downtown, goes throughout the evening, and that's when there'll be lots of activities and special offers at outdoor spaces and inside businesses throughout downtown. So it's a way to get people to come and start your holiday shopping and see what downtown has to offer, and an electric streetcar will be free all day.
Nice. That's fun. Santa's going to be there. There'll be real reindeer, and you guys do this. There are opportunities to check out reindeer throughout the holiday season, aren't there?
That is right, yes. There is a place on the north side of Kenosha County, just west of Interstate 94, called Paris Deer Park. And they bring the reindeer on the road for events like Lighten Up, but also they are, they're right there at their farm. And now through December, on select days, you can meet their friendly reindeer during their reindeer barn tours. And you need to make a reservation in advance, and your admission fee includes a tour of the barn, a cup of animal feed, feeding opportunities with the reindeer, and also photo opportunities. And the owners do this because they want to share that feeling of awe when a deer eats right from your hand, they say.
That is so, so fun. And on your website, you have more information, right, if people would like to really get more detail?
Yeah, we have an awesome blog post, and it talks all about how they want to educate visitors about wildlife care and conservation. So, yeah, check that out.
Totally immersive. I love it. Meredith Jamisco is with us from Visit Kenosha. And one of our favorite annual events is Christmas at Kemper. This is always beautiful. Tell us about Kemper a little bit, and then tell us about the event.
Yes, this is beautiful. Kemper Center is the historic complex we have next to Lake Michigan. It's in the 3rd Avenue Historic District. It started as just a mansion in the 1860s and was an all-girls school. And now special events are held there, including weddings. And they go all out at Christmas time. They have an opening night gala on November 29th. And it's multiple parts to it. There's the Gallery of Trees that fills Anderson Arts Center. That's only for a limited time. It's November 30th to December 7th. They're closed December 1st. And it's limited because you can bid on those decorated trees, wreaths, and mantelpieces and then have them in your own home for the holiday season. So it's very cool. It's free to tour. And then the Durkee Mansion there at Kemper is also decorated. And that has the theme this year of a snowy winter fantasy. So they always switch up the decorations a little bit every year, and it's just really festive and beautiful, historic. They have extra events throughout the season, including a holiday concert and a pancake breakfast with Mrs. Claus. So they really get into the holiday spirit at Christmas at Kemper.
Do they do music there at all?
Oh, they have a free concert there, and yeah, they have concerts there. Actually, in the summertime is what Kemper's really known for, is their Music at Twilight concert series. So yeah, arts, music, they got everything there.
You guys do great farmers markets. Do any of those run during the holidays?
They do. We have our two Saturday farmers markets. They're open year-round, and then they also each have a holiday market, December 6th and 7th. The Kenosha Public Market has its Merry and Bright Holiday Market at Kemper Center. That's where they are in the wintertime. And then Kenosha Harbor Market on December 13th has a special event at the Stella Hotel and Ballroom. So you can see holiday baked goods, ready-to-give gifts, handmade local items at these markets.
It is an amazing time to get ready for the holidays. Do it Kenosha style. What is the website, Meredith, if people want more information?
It's visitkenosha.com/holidays to get all the Merry and Bright holiday event info.
I love it. Meredith Jamisco is the Public Relations Director for Visit Kenosha. Meredith, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That, by the way, museum campus is really, really cool. We didn't even really talk a lot about that, but check that out when you are in Kenosha. Up next, it's Old World Wisconsin in Eagle.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, thanks for being with us. I know you got a lot of choices what to do on your weekend, so thanks for spending some of it with us here on Experience Wisconsin. I love the show because we go places that are a short drive, we go places that are a little further. I would say Old World Wisconsin and Eagle is kind of in the middle. A little bit of a drive, but definitely worth it. Betsy Gasper is with us. She's the GM Guest Services at Old World Wisconsin. Betsy, oh my gosh, thank you so much for being with us. I'm excited to be joined by Betsy Gasper, General Manager, Guest Services, Old World Wisconsin. Betsy, thank you so much for being with us.
Of course, so happy to join you.
Let's start with a little bit of background. This is such a special place in our state. Tell me a little bit about Old World Wisconsin and Eagle.
Sure. Yeah, it is a one-of-a-kind living history experience here in Eagle, Wisconsin. It's part of the Wisconsin Historical Society and one of 12 historic sites and museums across the state. What makes it special is its size and its scope. We have 600 acres here in the beautiful Kettle Moraine. We just love the opportunity that you can come and walk through history. Guests get to explore life, what it was like for the early immigrants who settled here more than 100 years ago. And we have 60 original historic buildings from all across Wisconsin. They're not replicas. They're real homes, barns, shops, even a church that were carefully selected for their authenticity. And then over a 10-year period, they were moved here to Eagle piece by piece. We were able to preserve them and help us tell the story of Wisconsin in the 19th century.
That is really, really cool. So what's happening this December at Old World Wisconsin?
Yeah, each December we look forward to when our site reopens for those first two weekends and we present Home for the Holidays. This is a one-of-a-kind festive season celebration and we fill it with all kinds of historic traditions of the past. It's a great time to come escape the hustle and bustle of the holiday season and just rediscover some of the simple joys of this season. And this year we have some great favorites that are returning from the past that we haven't had lately.
Ooh, that's cool. So what's coming back this year?
Yeah, we're excited to bring back Breakfast with Santa. It'll be in our historic Clouthing Barn. We're going to do it from 8 to 10 a.m. on those two weekends, and families can come and enjoy a really good breakfast buffet. And of course, the kids get to meet Santa, and I heard that Mrs. Claus may also make an appearance, and we can have a photo taken with Mr. and Mrs. Claus to share that memory of coming to breakfast. As I said, this is happening inside our beautiful Clouthing Barn. This is one of the few octagon-shaped barns that is left in the state. Plus, when you come to Breakfast with Santa, your ticket will include admission to Home for the Holidays for the rest of the day, which opens at 10 a.m. after the breakfast.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, let's talk Home for the Holidays. Such a special, cool thing at Old World Wisconsin.
Yeah, it is our way of bringing that 19th century festive season back to life here in Wisconsin. You can grab a hot chocolate or a warm cup of wassail and explore our historic buildings and grounds. There are more than 20 holiday traditions from the past that you can discover as you wander, and all kinds of hands-on experiences as well. But we do also have live music. The Brass Knuckles will be performing in our Caldwell Hall. That is where everyone is invited to do a sing-along with them. You can even take part in an English tradition of wassailing around the apple tree, where you circle the tree, sing, and that singing is supposed to encourage a very fruitful crop in the new year. And then a guest favorite is heading to our crafting tent, where you can create swags and ornaments with natural materials that were collected this fall as things dried out and all of our flowers kind of went to the end of their season all across our 600 acres.
Talk about the kids' chance to meet Santa from back in the day.
Yeah, definitely. Kids love meeting the Victorian era Santa in his workshop. They can even drop off a letter in a special mail basket that will go directly to the North Pole. And for the more adventurous kids, Krampus, he is a mischievous Austrian-German trickster. He'll be waiting in his cabin if kids want to meet him. And then kids can also be on the lookout for Julemot. That is the Scandinavian holiday gnome who pops up around the grounds. Other favorites include our 14-foot-high straw-stuffed Scandinavian Yule goat, and we also have horse-drawn wagon rides with sleigh bells and all decked out in fresh garlands as well that you can participate in.
Oh, Betsy, that sounds cool. What about if shopping or grabbing a bite to eat is on the agenda? Can you give us a couple suggestions?
Yeah, definitely. We have a variety of shopping alternatives. You can purchase 19th century gifts, actually, in our general store. You have the opportunity to purchase some of our time traveler tokens and use those in our village. So you can exchange those for gifts that would typically have been given during the holidays more than 100 years ago. Gifts were definitely more simple then. So some of the things that you can trade those tokens in are for some soap, different kinds of candy, and all kinds of fun things. For those not necessarily looking for 100-year-old gifts, those who want to shop in the 21st century, the Ramsey Barn is filled with all kinds of unique gifts. Many of them we actually curate that are made in Wisconsin. And then guests who want a bite to eat, you'll be happy to know that we have reopened our Clousing Cafe that is in the lower level of that octagon-shaped barn. And we offer some wonderful homemade specialties like chicken pot pie, baked macaroni and cheese, chili, and some other fun options as well.
This is really, really special stuff. Give us some of the details, dates, tickets, etc.
Sure. Home for the Holidays runs the first two weekends in December on Saturday and Sunday. So that's December 6th and 7th, 13th and 14th. And it runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We really recommend arriving early so you can experience as much as possible. Tickets are $22 for adults, $20 for seniors, and $17 for kids. And as always, kids under the age of 5 are free. For those who want to attend breakfast with Santa in the Clousing Barn, this is from 8 to 10 a.m. on all four of those dates. And each ticket includes that buffet breakfast, meeting and photo with Santa, and even a special gift, which I won't say what that is. You'll have to come to figure that out. Breakfast with Santa is separately priced. It is $52 for age 13 to 64. Seniors age 65 and older are $40. $25 for age 5 to 12, and then under 5 are free. And those prices, as I said before, also include your ticket for Home for the Holidays. So it is that buffet breakfast and your Home for the Holidays ticket. And as a little plug for the Wisconsin Historical Society, if you are a member of the Historical Society, you get 10% off of those prices as well.
Check out information at oldworldwisconsin.org. Betsy Gasper is the GM, Guest Services, Old World Wisconsin. Great stuff. So much fun. Thank you, Betsy.
You bet. Thanks so much.
You got it. Up next, when Experience Wisconsin rolls on, it's Elkhorn. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right, all right. Hope you're having a great Wisconsin weekend. I know I am. I just, I don't mind this time of year. Still some time left for maybe a little bonfire, maybe some s'mores. It's chilly. Put the sweater on. Maybe a pair of gloves. It's all good. It's all good in Wisconsin. Hey, let's head to Elkhorn. Kate Abbey is the Marketing and Partner Engagement Director at the Elkhorn Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Center. Kate, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us, John. We're always so excited to jump on and talk with you.
Oh my gosh, I am too, because I love the Elkhorn area. There's so many cool things to do. And one of the big weekends of the year is coming up. It's December 5th and 6th, the big Christmas weekend. Kate, let's start with the 5th. Kind of lead us through what that afternoon and evening of the 5th looks like.
Yeah, so starting our Christmas card weekend is going to be our annual tree lighting, and that kicks off downtown Elkhorn at 5 p.m. We have Christmas carols that will start singing at 5:15, and then Santa arrives at 5:30.
Oh, that is really, really cool. What about dinner options in downtown?
Absolutely. There are so many great places to stop. I would definitely say for the season, Christmas comfort food is a plate size homemade pot pie from someplace else. But there's so many other wonderful places, from Mexican food to traditional hamburgers and fried Brussels sprouts. So stop downtown and check out dinner options for sure.
What is it about your downtown that's special?
Well, way back in the 50s, we were highlighted as a Christmas card town because we've always gone above and beyond for our decorations. We continue to do that. I started putting up the Christmas bows and decorations last week, so we love welcoming all of our visitors to town to check out our decorations and walk through the downtown park and see all the fun Christmas holiday decor.
It is a really, really cool downtown. And on the evening of the 5th, Santa will be in town, right? Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So he joins us at the tree lighting at 5:30. He brings a special helper and some elves, and they come and they light the downtown. And then he is brought by horse-drawn carriage. And so then we follow him back just a couple blocks down from downtown, and we do a full Santa visit and it's kind of like a Santa house at the Elkhorn Garage.
Oh, that's really cool. And I love Christmas markets, and you guys have a few Christmas markets also on the 5th. Is that right?
My gosh, do we. We have so many that we've had to create a holiday market trail. So starting December 5th, so all day Friday, and then again on the 6th and again on the 7th, we will have Christmas markets and holiday markets throughout Elkhorn. There are 5 total. There's a Christmas market for kids on Friday evening, and then the rest of the weekend is at all different locations. So there's Christmas markets happening at the Apple Barn, at Deusterbeck's Brewing Company. We have one right here in our own building at Uncle Hunk's Junk. And then there's another terrific one out at Terra Barn Collective.
That sounds really cool. It's an amazing way to get some of those gifts. All right. So the holiday market trail and map, tell us about that and how people can get that.
Yeah, you can find that out on our website at visitelkhorn.com. Again, it just gives all the details of when and where, and then a really nice one-view map to kind of see where in Elkhorn are you traveling.
Visit Elkhorn.com. You got to check that out. It's easy. All right, your 44th Christmas Card Town Parade is also on the 6th. Tell us about the parade.
Yeah, so following our market that morning, we will have our 44th Christmas Card Town Parade at 1:30 p.m. We route through about 8 blocks of downtown, and it's just terrific. The parade lasts a little over an hour, and it, of course, ends with Santa and Mrs. Claus, again, with horse-drawn carriage, and it's just a really wonderful way to ignite the holiday spirit in our entire community.
It sounds really cool. So Santa's going to be at Elkhorn Garage on December 5th. Then he's going to be in the parade. He might be staying overnight in Elkhorn. You guys have a lot of cool places to stay. If someone wants to make a weekend out of it, tell us a little bit about the hotel situation.
Yeah, we have a lot of wonderful accommodations. We have the Holiday Inn and the Hampton Inn, and then lots of different wonderful bed and breakfasts, and then we have some really great weekend spots to stay through Airbnb and VRBO and all of those too.
So whether you're making it a family weekend, which sounds fantastic, or a nice little girls' weekend or a romantic weekend, they have got you covered in Elkhorn. Start at the website. That's the easiest way. Visit Elkhorn.com. Kate Abbey is the Marketing and Partner Engagement Director at the Elkhorn Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Center. Going to be a great weekend. Kate, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much, John. We hope to see you there.
Oh, yeah. I hope to see lots of people there. Elkhorn is just a really, really cool place. There are so many awesome places to visit in our state. One resource for you if you want to make some plans, check some stuff out, is TravelWisconsin.com, the travel website, TravelWisconsin.com. They've got lots of great ideas there. I recommend you check it out. Check out our site for more information on the show, WTMJ.com. Some quick thank yous on our way out the door. Elkhorn, Kate Abbey, once again, thank you. Betsy Gasper at Old World Wisconsin, one of our gems. And Meredith Jamisco in Kenosha, thank you so much. That's a wrap on this week's Experience Wisconsin. We'll be back again next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.